At 6:06, it is clear and 61 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 84 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News, and we begin with a developing story in Tulsa this morning. On the city's south side, we have a two-alarm apartment fire underway right now. The blaze is at a complex near 79th and South Wheeling. We're being told it is the Riverview Complex. Snorkel trucks have been brought in to help battle the blaze. The building's roof has collapsed, but at this point, no reports of any injuries, and the Red Cross is there assisting those displaced. We'll have more on this story as it develops this morning. We understand the fire is now under control. A new monthly survey suggests the economy remains strong in the nine Midwest states. That includes Oklahoma. Dr. Ernie Goss at Creighton University says he looks for continued improvement in the months ahead. And he says construction seems to be leading the way.
I expect the construction industry to continue to expand. The businesses that we survey that serve the construction industry still going to do quite well. It's still a no better time in America to buy a house.
The leading economic indicator for Oklahoma rose to 59.9. Anything above 50 is considered growth positive. A new study shows Oklahoma has cut the number of structurally deficient state bridges in less than half in less than a decade. The Department of Transportation's Mike Patterson presented figures yesterday to the agency's governing commission. Now, Patterson says the Federal Highway Commission data shows that the number of structurally deficient state bridges dropped from 1,168 back in 2005 to the current 556. Well, the price of gasoline is also dropping. It is down to $2.95 this morning at some Tulsa area service stations. AAA spokesman Chuck May says prices are not expected to skyrocket again unless something catastrophic happens.
In lieu of anything catastrophic occurring, I really think we'll see prices continue to fall. They have dropped now considerably. Statewide, our average for regular self-serve gasoline hit a high this year of $3.92, and now our statewide average is more like $3.30, $3.25.
Now, Oklahoma is around number 7 in the lowest gas prices in the nation. One of Oklahoma's two freshman congressmen will be hosting a pair of town hall meetings in Tulsa today. Representative Jim Bridenstine will host meetings at the OSU Tulsa campus at 11:30 this morning. The second starts at 6:30 inside the Cityplex Towers Auditorium in South Tulsa. Tulsa County Commissioner Fred Perry leaves office next week, but the general election to decide his successor will not be held until August.
There's a general election on August 13th between Republican and Democrat for the District 3 seat.
Now, that leaves a gap of about 6 weeks until a new commissioner can take the oath. In the meantime, Perry suggests that Commission Chief Mark Liotta, a former state legislator, be appointed to the position. The other commissioners agreed, so Liotta steps in after next Monday. Our weather forecast, look for it to be mostly sunny and very pleasant today. We'll have a high of 84. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, down to 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plentiful sunshine and nice and a high of 85. For the 4th of July, sunny and a little warmer, a high of 87. And for the rest of the holiday weekend, high temps in the upper 80s with a slight chance of rain. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is mostly clear and 61 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.